Podcast. The goal of this podcast and this community is to support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. I'm Erin, your host, and I have been down in the deep of the shame and the shock and the overwhelm of being a single parent. But I want to teach you what I've learned to come out of all that into a joy-filled motherhood and womanhood that I love. I will help you focus on three areas that have the potential to make a huge difference in your life. Number one, strategies, rhythms, and systems that make your life easier. Number two, making the most of your money. And number three, we'll focus on taking care of you and figuring out what you want, my dear, because you are the boss, the queen. You are a beautiful soul. So follow this podcast, join the community, and let's start working on that right now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I am truly grateful that you are tuning into this podcast. I want to just create this space for us to come together and embrace this beautiful struggle of single motherhood, a place where we just come together because we really love this life. We're living our best life and we love it. So today I want to talk about self-care. And when I say self-care, I mean true self-care. Because self-care is such a buzzword or a trending thing lately, and that's good because it's important, but I would like to give my thoughts on what I believe true self-care is. And again, I'm calling in single moms to this space because I'm building a space for single moms, but this really goes for all women. I wish this kind of self-care for my beautiful friends that are not single moms. I believe this would be important for them too. I can't speak for men. I'm not a man. I don't know what true self-care for men is. But here I go with true self-care for women. So, you know, I've said that from my experience, there are really three areas to focus on if you want to move forward. If you want to embrace your single motherhood, love and enjoy your life, feel powerful, confident, and practically just take care of all your responsibilities without flipping out or burning out. I've said it many times. I believe you really have to focus on three areas. And number one is yourself. You have to figure out what is truly important to you, what you need, so that you can do the other two areas to focus on, which is simplify everything as much as possible, and three, live intentionally within your resources, aka money. So that is what I believe true self-care is, figuring out what you want, figuring out what you value, what is important to you, and then clearing your mind and bringing yourself back to those things every day. Because the world that we live in is going to get you distracted, from what you truly value. It's just going to happen. We see ads all day that tell us we need things. We see photos and videos of lifestyles on Instagram, TikTok, TV. We see all these things, and sometimes it makes us feel like we're missing out on something or we need that too. But if we are rooted strongly in what we actually value, what we actually care about, then we will stay focused. We'll stay joyful. We'll know our direction. I really believe that. So I really believe that true self-care is figuring out what you value, what you want, and then living intentionally by those values. Think about how much peace that can bring you. You know what's important, and that's how you live, with what's important. Like, if you aren't quite to this point yet, and you haven't really sat down and mulled it over and thought about what's truly important here, then you may be still stressing about things that don't really matter to you. You may be spending your precious, precious time on things that aren't truly important to you. Isn't that a waste of time, a waste of energy? And I'm not saying like once you figure out what you want, that'll never happen. Of course it will. But again, true self-care is like clearing your mind every day of that and focusing on what really matters so that you can live this intentional life. I believe that is taking care of yourself. And truly putting your energy and your time into the things that you really care about. So when I say to focus on you first, sometimes people immediately go to like, that's selfish. I have to take care of my kids. Their needs come first. But remember, I'm telling you that true self-care is figuring out what you want, what you need, and what you value. And I guarantee that every single one of us here is going to have our kids on that list. The health of our kids, the relationship we have with our kids, the safety and well-being of our kids, that's going to be on the list of things we value. And of the things that we make sure that we stay grounded in every day. So it's not selfish. It's necessary. I think it is necessary. We cannot take care of our kids' well-being if we are not well. I mean, we can. But we would do a much better job if we were healthy emotionally, physically, mentally. We would do a much better job. We would be able to stay calm and loving if we are, if our mind is calm because we are grounded in what we value. I believe that. So, am I saying that going to the spa is not true self-care or getting your nails done is not true self-care? No, that type of stuff could be part of it if it is your values. Let's say you value feeling peace and confidence. And getting your nails done may be part of that. Or maybe you value beauty, art, being unique. Then maybe getting your nails done is part of that. Or let's flip it. Maybe you value security and freedom and having choices in your life. So having your money in check is part of that. So maybe this is where getting your nails done is not living by your values because you value getting your family secure. So you're going to be on your grind and not spend any extra money anywhere right now because you're working on this security for your family, but it's okay and you're happy and you're excited because saving your money is not a chore. It's not a sacrifice. It's actually living exactly how you want to live right now. It's exciting. And that gives you confidence. And there's your confidence. It depends on what you value. Self-care is going to look different for everyone. Taking care of your family in the way that you believe is right is going to look different for everyone. Taking care of yourself in the way you believe is right is going to look different. And knowing how that looks for you, that's the self-care. Figuring out what you want and what you value and then actually living that out, that's the self-care. Okay, so you got the what. What is self-care? Figuring out what you want. You got the why, because why do we focus on this self-care? Because if we take care of what we want, if we live by what we want, stay focused on what we want, then we'll get what we want and we'll be happier, more confident, increase our love and joy for this life and for each other, feel the peace. Whatever your value is, you're getting it with the self-care. Okay, so that's the why. Now, how? How do you figure out what you want? How do you figure out your values? If you just know these right off the top of your head, good for you. I had to like sit in them. I had to like sit in this question and it evolved over time and I got more clear and more clear over time. And it changed a little, but you know, of course my like core values are going to stay basically the same. Just how I understood them and how I realized what my core values looked like as I live them out in my life. Like that evolved over time because I took the time to practice and think about it and journal about it. And that's how. I'm telling you the how. How do you figure out what you want? How do you figure out your values? And how do you make sure you're living in alignment with those values? It's a process. It's a beautiful process that you need to carve out time for. And that's why it should be one of the three things that you're focusing on to move forward. Like, you cannot just focus on getting your money right. You also have to focus on getting your values, figuring out your values. You can't just focus on simplifying your home, setting up rhythms so that things run smoothly. You have to focus on your values so you know what you can simplify, so you know what things you can get rid of off of your calendar, off of your plate, like actual possessions you can get rid of because you don't even value them. Maybe you value your time more than you value this possession. And every possession you have takes your time. Like, you have to take care of it. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. How do you figure your values? How do you figure them out? How do you make sure you're living in alignment with those values? It is a practice. It's a practice. So I am going to walk you through one way to start with this. One thing that really helped me figure out what was important, what I valued, is a whole life reflection. I actually have this as a free resource on the website. So if you want to download the template, go to soulmothercommunity.com/wellness. The link is also in the show notes. Let me walk you through it. I have our beautiful full life broken into 8 areas. And the first 3 are all about you. Number 1, your body. How are you doing with taking care of your body? Do you get enough exercise? Do you nourish your body with healthy foods? Do you know how to eat healthy? Does your body feel good each day? How about your skin? How does your skin look and feel? Your hair? So I would sit in this question and I'd give myself a score, 0 to 10, and then I would write about it. What comes up in my thoughts immediately with this? You know, and that might be all the time I have for in one day. I've carved out this little time for myself, and now it's over. I only got through one of the questions, and now I have to get up and get moving on with my day. Or maybe you're a night person. So you do this, and now you got to go get your rest. Come back tomorrow, same time, next question. So the second personal wellness question is, how is your wellness of your mind and your spirit? Do you know what's most important to you? Have you written down your core values? Do you live intentionally by your core values? How are your moods? Are you stressed? What's causing you stress? For me, when I first started this process, I was so angry and resentful at my children's father. And sitting in this question and really asking myself how I felt helped me pinpoint that emotion. I was angry. Okay, now that I've uncovered that I'm angry, I can go deeper. Why am I angry? And I would just write all that out to just figure out my mind. So write all that out. And depending on your wellness here, this one might take a few days. I feel like this is one that we could just keep going with. And this one also covers your faith. It's mind and spirit. So if you have a faith belief, this is the one where you ask yourself how you're doing with your faith. And I would give myself a score for this. And then next question. So the third personal wellness question is about your personal interests. Do you know which hobbies and interests you have? Are you able to spend time on them? Are you where you want to be in your career if that's a passion of yours? This is basically, are you being yourself? Are you nurturing your own desires, or are you just nurturing your kids' desires? Are you just running your kids around to every activity and ignoring things that you would actually like to do? You are still a person. You are not just your children's mother. That is not your only role in life. That is one of your roles, but it's okay to have your own interests that you nurture. So how are you doing with that? Give yourself a score. Okay, the next three areas on my reflection are all about your relationships, your relationship with your kids, and your close, like home relationship, you and your kids. Then your relationship with your extended family and your friends, your support system, your social network. Remember, the last episode, episode 12, was all about the science behind calling in your girlfriends in time of stress and how that can ease stress. So how are those relationships? Also, there's a section on love and dating, if that's something you are pursuing at this time. And I'm not at this time, but I do think it's okay to reflect on questions like, what do I want in a partner? What boundaries would I have next time if I'm ever ready to date? What would I want that person to see in me? I got some good questions there to sit in. And the final two areas on this reflection are about your home. Because your home, your space, affects you a lot. It could be your cozy respite sanctuary, or it could be a chaotic energy suck. So how is your home? And of course, I like talking about money. So how are your financial resources? Those are the last two areas. And I believe I have all the areas of life covered, but maybe I missed something that's important to you, or it's a really big part of your life. Just add it in. If you do download the template, I have a spot on there to add in your own area. So basically, you go through and you really dive deep into each of these areas. Give yourself a score. Sit in the questions either I give you or the questions you have about those areas. Get to know yourself. Get to know your needs. Then you can get a feeling of what to work on first. You can now set baby step intentions with each area, and just be more mindful that this is an area of wellness in your life. And if you give yourself time to sit in these questions, then in the future, when you come to some decision, you'll have background of what you need. You'll have already thought about what you need and want and what keeps you well and your family and your home and your relationships well. And then you can have more confidence in the decisions that you make moving forward. Do you see how this is like true self-care? This is truly taking care of yourself, knowing what you want. Better decisions for you and your family, more confidence, more intention around your wellness can only lead to more joy and a more peaceful life, right? So get started with this today. We covered a lot in this episode. First, I covered that true self-care is really figuring out what you want and what you value. That is truly taking care of yourself. And then I walked you through this journaling process where you can break your life into eight areas and reflect on each one. This is one step getting you to a life of intention, peace, joy, confidence, happiness, more room for the good stuff. Again, if you want this template where I have the eight areas and guiding questions for you in each area, you can go to soulmothercommunity.com/wellness. Download it for free. Thank you for staying with me to the end. If this was helpful, subscribe to this podcast, share this episode with a friend, or follow me on Instagram. And let's keep talking about building this beautiful life. Goodbye for now, my loves.